Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it. Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. My name is Lindsay Wilson, and it's Mental Monday. I want to talk today about what to do or how to frame being in, I'm going to call it a lull. I'm also going to call it like a cycle of like chaos in your brain. So here's what I mean. Sometimes we have too much going on in our brain, and I should say for myself, you may not experience this. I do. We have too much going on and we don't know how it's all going to land. And it feels like it's never going to end. And it feels like there's too much to do in too little time. That's one sort of mindset. The other is you're just in a lull. Like you don't feel, almost one is too much and the other is too little. Like you don't feel inspired. You don't feel creative. You don't feel like, I don't know, things are kind of just low energy in your brain. Okay. And here's what I know about myself in those periods, or should I say what I've learned about myself in those periods, is that they're very difficult to be in. And if I'm being really honest and like look at like a historical record of that happening, it always worked out, right? It always, something came out of it, something, more clarity. Eventually something bubbled up or some clarity came, or then some creativity came at the end of that sort of like latent rest period, dormant period. And I bet the same is true for you. So if, again, if you're feeling in one of those two things, like your brain is chaotic and there's so many things going on in your brain that you can't piece it together, or you're feeling sort of like dull and your thoughts are a little uninspired, or it's just not, you know, you're maybe not firing on all cylinders and more of like an arrest period. For me, when I have had those, I've always struggled to remember that good things came out of them, that there was a purpose for them. And yet I truly believe that that's true. And so this podcast is really for you and maybe even for myself as a reminder that something is brewing. Something is going to be birthed from this period. Something is going to bubble up. There's going to be some clarity. There's going to be some spark. There's going to be something that comes out of whatever the muck is that you're in right now. And again, I say this because I've experienced it so much, and yet I find myself needing to remind myself. Like, for example, right now we just finished the Mindset Coach certification launch. So it was like wonderful, but just a lot. And now I have like, I'm in this weird place where I'm both tired and also like have 1 million ideas. And I know for myself that I have to give it some time. I have to slow down a little bit and trust that the right thing with going for walks and journaling and getting my workouts in and eating a good meal, like doing all of those things, the answers, the clarity, the settling of my brain will come if I trust. Even if I don't trust, it'll come eventually. But I might as well trust because it does come eventually. So that's my little, I don't know, reminder for you that whatever period or season you're in right now with your brain, sometimes when we're in it, we wish it were different. We wish we could speed through the process. And it's hard sometimes to deal with the discomfort of whatever season we're in and trust that at the And whenever that comes, we don't really have control over that, but when it does, something's going to be born. And so that's my reminder to you. And again, maybe even to myself. So I hope this episode was helpful. I'd love it if you came over and told me that you loved it. Come on over, leave me a review. I read everyone. I really do. And I love to hear from you guys. And also come over to Instagram. Come on. I talk about my salads. What else do? I talk about my new sprouts addiction of growing sprouts. Come on over. It's really fun at Lindsay Positive Perform. And say hi. All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye for now. Hey guys, real quick, if you're a coach trying to look for the next thing to do to improve your own coaching, to understand mental training on a deeper level and to take it to your team, I highly recommend checking out Psychology of Competition. This is our course that's, I think it's $297, and it really breaks down pre, during, and post competition routines and what we teach. Like if we were going to come in and work with your team, any of our certified coaches or a specific athlete on your team that wanted to improve their consistency, their confidence, their performance, we would teach them these skills. And it's really simple. It's really easy to implement, but they are very, very powerful. And if you want to do this with your team, it is the most cost-effective way to do it. It will improve your coaching. There are tools that you can implement for your own competition on game day, your own mental approach to competition. So if you're looking for a way to improve your coaching, maybe you've thought about getting certified, but you're not ready for that or what have you, and you want something that's simple, that's affordable, I highly recommend checking out Psychology of Competition. It's on our website at positiveperformancetraining.com if you click on courses. It's a DIY course. You have lifetime access, and it gives you all of the tools, the worksheets, the videos, the MP3s that you can implement this with your team and improve their performance today. Click the link in show notes or go